Tiffany the Last
and Mary Jane,
and we're outside of Bar Pink with the Golden Animals.
Hello.
Tomorrow. I love you tonight. I love you tonight. The days are
for dreaming.
The night shines
so bright. So, you mentioned this is your first time playing in San Diego. You were scheduled to play, I think, about a month ago, but your guys' van broke down.
Yeah, it was a sad moment, but the van wasn't feeling so good.
Yeah, it was like the worst part of the desert to have your van break down, actually. We didn't really know what was going to happen next, but we're happy that we had another opportunity to be in San Diego playing.
Yep.
Yeah. So you guys broke down in the desert?
Yeah,
but we live in the desert too, so it's not such a big deal, I guess.
Yeah, but it's not like breaking down in a city where, like, you have a lot of, you know, there's, like, everything's closed, basically. At, like, after 5, you're just like, well, you'll have to wait till tomorrow morning. So that's what reality was that evening. Yeah.
Well, being from the desert, I mean, I feel like that's got to be sort of a different creative influence on the music you guys make. Do you guys feel that way, like, as opposed to being in the middle of a city?
It's totally different. I mean, that's why we went there. We wanted just to have no distractions for a little while, you know, and just really focus on music.
Yeah. We were coming from the East Coast, and we had sort of just come west with the intention or the hope to find a place to focus on playing music without all the distractions that come with living in a modern city right now in 2000. Well, it was like 2007 then, but, you know, it wasn't that different then than it is now. And so being out in the desert, yeah, we just sort of, we've been really fortunate. We found situations where we were able to just focus on music for, well, to some degree, you know, way more so than we found we were able to in a city, because there's so much pressures with rent and with other people's sort of things that they're doing that sort of involve you in one way or another. And being in a city, it pulls your attention in many, many different directions. And that was really something great about being in the desert, was how you can focus your energy on what it is that you want to focus it on.
Well, this is sort of a silly question, but because you guys are out there, I was wondering if you have met your spirit animal.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's a funny question. Yeah, I mean, I feel so connected to all the animals I see there, and I don't know if I've seen my spirit animal there, but, you know, I feel them all. I don't know.
You just feel in touch with them?
Yeah.
I did a card reading once, and it said that, like a spirit animal card reading. And it's and sort of the answer was that I was like a hummingbird, and then I thought that was kind of mellow, and ever since then I've sort of like, I've hoped that that's my spirit animal, that it was true, because that's like, they were saying it can like fly backwards and forwards and stay still, and they were just sort of pointing out all the great things about a hummingbird. So if that is my spirit animal, then I feel very lucky.
You're blessed. Yeah.
I have a question about some of your music. I just was wondering, what's the roar?
Doing the roar?
Yeah.
Well, we generally like to leave things kind of open-ended, I guess, and not, like, give one specific definition, or not have a message specific, one thing for each song, but doing that song, I feel like, was written in the spirit of just letting go of things,
being more like an animal, maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just don't care. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, more free. That's all.
Yeah, do the roar. Exactly.
Be free to yourself.
Yeah, something like that, or you know, anything. It could be a dance craze in 2000. It's a dance craze in 2041, actually,
okay.
That I've picked up on. Being a hummingbird.
along that lines, what sort of sonic experience are you guys trying to create when you play?
Just to sort of evolved. I don't think we set out we're gonna, you know, be this and this or anything like that, and we don't think about it in that way. But I guess being a two-piece, for me, I've sort of thought about in terms of how much can I get out of one guitar, how many different sounds, how can you make it sound like two or guitars and a trumpet, or
bongos.
Yeah, I mean, that's I've been thinking this format's sort of pushed me into thinking about pushing the guitar sonically into as many different realms, sort of with pedals and multiple amps, to sort of create textures, so I don't feel like it's just a guitar in the band, that there's all multiple instruments, multiple things that can happen, you know, that are rooted from the guitar. But there's so many possibilities with electric guitar, I feel like.
How hard is it when you're performing live to be thinking about the pedals and having to loop things in all in one song?
Well, so far we don't loop.
We
don't loop anything. Everything's played completely live.
Wow.
And the pedals just sort of give different textures and colors. And but at this point, yeah, that's, you know, I guess that's part of why being in the desert felt like a good thing to do, because it seemed like there was a lot to focus on, and it was going to take some sort of energy and focus time to be able to do it.
Yeah, because, I mean, tonight's performance was just so powerful. I cannot believe you weren't looping that stuff. I mean, and I could see your feet just going crazy. I'm like, how is he concentrating on it?
Thank you. I don't know what to say, you know. I don't know. I mean, thank you. It's just that it's sort of a result of the time that we've spent in the desert,
the patience,
focused on it. Yeah.
And Linda, I was just wondering, because some of your strokes on the drums, your hand is just so beautiful, and I was just wondering, did you play the piano in the past, or is the drum the only instrument that you play?
Yeah, no, yeah, pretty much, you know, I played a little guitar, but I think what you're talking about comes from, it's more maybe of a body movement, which is from dancing and ballet, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was wondering, I've read on a couple of write-ups that you've been compared to Jim Morrison, and prior to seeing you play, I was like, well, that's bull, no one can be Jim Morrison. But I mean, your vocals, they're really similar, and the bass and the power, I mean, have you thought about that before, or what do you think about that comparison?
It really caught us by surprise how much that's been the reaction to our last record and to our live shows, sort of since those kind of blogs and stuff came out as reviews. When we were writing this out in the desert, we were really listening to no 60s music, just old blues, the original blues, which is kind of where, you know, stuff like rock and roll, jazz, everything came from. I mean, not everything, but most American kind of music has come from that. I think that band was thought of themselves as really a blues-based band, and as do we. And
do you think that hurts, or is good?
I don't think anyone who's trying to do something, you know, we want to do our own thing. So I think that it, you know, I think as we keep doing our thing,
but isn't that what anyone likes to do? That they just like to compare rather than just think of things as being original.
You know, I guess. And that's what it seemed like with, you know.
Yeah, I think people, this was our debut record, so I think that people need a comparison that's a pop culture reference. But I think it's important, whoever thinks that I sound like him, to know that, I mean, I don't know too much about what he was like, but that doesn't really mean that we stand for the same things or whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know too much, you know, I don't really know.
Okay. What are some things that consume your guys' thoughts?
getting by, you know, like, we're kind of experimentally living right now, just sort of out, you know, we've been living based in our van out in the desert for about 6 or 7 months, 8 months, so right now it's just sort of like a, you know, a day-to-day kind of thing, you know, that's where we're at. But I also think that part of the reason we're living this way is because we feel like there's a lot of things happening in pop culture and America and stuff that we don't really agree with and don't really approve of, and what we're doing is, like, it's difficult because you're homeless and you're just, like, two people living in a van is really difficult for any two people. But we're trying to explore an alternative to what cities seem to have to offer people right now, and there's been so many different realities in mankind and stuff about how to, you know, so many different cultures and stuff, and I think right now there's a lot of things that seem kind of empty, and people, a lot of depression and a lot of imbalance within people, and so I guess, like, I think that that kind of stuff, I guess, sort of comes into our minds because we're living out in our van in the middle of the desert. We're like, well, why are we here? And we're like, oh, yeah, well, there's a lot of things that are messed up out there. And I guess we're trying to just sort of improve things in our own way or fight against them in our own way. You know?
Cool. What are you guys hoping to accomplish within the next couple of years with your music? Where do you see yourselves going?
I like to see it in outer space. I like to hear it on Mars and Jupiter, Uranus. I think that we're at a place right now where we have to take things one day at a time, and so that's where we're at, you know. I mean, right now it's like we have all these songs written, so we're excited to record them, and that's sort of, you know, it would be a mistake on our end to sort of probably lay out at this point any kind of long-term idea about what's going to happen.
So when will the second album be coming out?
Don't know. Hopefully as soon as possible, but that's
as
still
soon
being
as
sorted
we can,
out.
Yeah.
Do you guys like being in the studio?
You know.
We're still figuring out that process. Yeah, no, I mean, we love writing, the creative process, and performing, and think that we could love being in the studio. We just gotta find out how.
We gotta find the right situation, you know, that's all. Mm-hmm.
So I ask all my musicians these real quick three, okay. And the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Oh man. Not that would be understandable to anyone else, you know. Just, we have our own kind of language at this point.
Yeah.
But that's, no, but we're not gonna subject the internet
couldn't.
World to
that. Yeah, we can.
All right, what's your drink of choice?
Vodka and cranberry juice. But I'm trying not to.
I don't know. I mean, water is a big one for me. And, anything raw, really.
And how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Eyeliner? I like it.
Feel pretty good about it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and do you have any last words for your fans listening?
Everyone that came out tonight, thank you. That was awesome. And we're just going to keep playing, and we hope to see you there, you know.
All right. Yeah. We're piratepods.com, and we were wondering if you could give us a pirate impression or a joke of some sort.
Oh, sorry, but that's where we have to cut off the interview.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks.
You guys play.
Yeah, it was great.
Cool. Right on.